I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today, you're joining my family as we review our Peace Corps connection and its opportunities for travel. I've never been in the Peace Corps. It was tempting, but my oldest brother beat me to it, getting posted to Ecuador in 1973. A niece joined in 2004, our son in 2006, another niece in 2008, and the first niece again in 2015. It's become almost a rite of passage for our family. The program has beckoned to altruistically inclined, particularly college graduates, since its beginning in 1961. At the time, a commitment of 2 years to a distant country guaranteed a degree of hardship. When my brother left for Ecuador, we hoped to see him once in the next 27 months. He trained for 3 months in Puerto Rico, theoretically learning the language, and was dispatched to Agato, Ecuador, an indigenous village outside of Otavalo, a town 2 hours north of Quito, the capital. We had only the Peace Corps post office address for him, and he had no phone. As the town's first volunteer, Mac had to find accommodations. A second-story floor was put in a barn, which kept him dry, but all had to duck under the large wooden beams to move about. No electricity or running water was available. He had to build his own outhouse. Fortunately, the community well was close, and water could be hauled in large buckets. Propane fueled his lanterns and stove. Evenings ended, and mornings began early. My family visited Mac in 1974, a shock to even my mother's ironclad stomach. We stayed in town in Otavalo and quickly came down with amoebic dysentery. Yet, I fell in love with the country, and when a teaching job in Quito became available, I stayed for 18 months. With the Peace Corps office near my home, I often stopped by as a kind of volunteer wannabe. The volunteers were an independent lot, seemingly capable of putting up with anything. Those posted to Quito had an easier time of it, but the ones in the countryside had better stories. Mac liked it so much, he stayed an extra year. Fast forward 30 years to Honduras, where our niece Lindsay was sent. When she picked us up at the Tegucigalpa Airport, we stopped by the Peace Corps office. Times had changed, but the laid-back, open-door, notices on the bulletin board environment had not. As we drove to her small town, Lindsay calmly regaled us with stories of persons killed by machetes. But then, with the usual Peace Corps odd juxtaposition of experiences, we joined her friends that night for a family birthday party with music and dancing. This trip was cut short because of my sudden appendicitis. Fortunately, the Peace Corps emergency number guided us to an appropriate hospital for surgery. 2 years later, our son joined. He could have gone to an Eastern European country a year earlier, but waited a year to get posted to Spanish-speaking Guatemala. Walker was also sent to a small town where strawberry farmers hoped he could instruct them on how to grow those big strawberries sold in the U.S. He knew nothing about strawberries, an initial disappointment to all. In the end, he did help them get organized into a co-op and start marketing their product. He also liked it so much, he stayed an extra year. 1 year later, a second niece joined and was sent to Western Ukraine, a country already split between two cultures. None of the clothes Elizabeth brought were warm enough for the winters, and a fur coat was her first purchase. She lived in a city and taught English while learning the very difficult Ukrainian language. Elizabeth has been our go-to person for context in the current Ukraine-Russia face-off. This year, niece Lindsay joined the Peace Corps a second time with her husband. They had just been posted to Vanuatu, a tiny country of islands in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, when Cyclone Pam slammed it. The Peace Corps chartered a plane to evacuate their volunteers before the storm arrived. Lindsay and Sean waited in Australia until word came they were returning to Vanuatu to serve as emergency care workers. The Peace Corps has adjusted with times. Countries have come and gone according to political situations. No driving is allowed now, but cell phones are. A godsend for those left at home. Rules for drinking have been tightened. Safety is the number one concern. And it now offers a college program for returning volunteers, something all of our recent family members have used. A common topic in our family is whether the Peace Corps is helpful or not for the locals. But we all agree the greatest benefit is to the volunteer, who returns more confident and realistic about the world. After my brother helped build a water line into his village, he became a water expert for the state of California. As a nurse, Lindsay has often used her Spanish proficiency. From Elizabeth's experiences, she recognized the need for smart fundraising and now does that for Habitat for Humanity in Chicago. And our son continues to use his fluent Spanish daily with his beautiful Guatemalan wife and son. The best argument of all to continue the program.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit MaryClarkTraveler.com.